Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Yeah, still here. But they're back Monday in studio. Hey, you got Dangerous Dave here this afternoon. Yeah, you're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Coming up, Mick Malloy. He's in the running for the Take 5 Magazine Hottest Radio Hunk Award. More on that for you soon. Christopher Atkins, I remember him from the Blue Lagoon with Brooke Shields. Jane had a bit of a thing for Christopher Atkins, as you're going to hear when he returns to the show coming up soon. But a few weeks ago, a story broke about plus-size mannequins modelling workout gear. It's Mick and Jane.
The word I'm going to use here is fat phobia. Have you heard about that? Well, it's fat phobia is actually a term used. It implies that fat people should strive to be thin, but ridiculing them for having a go. And
having
trying.
A crack.
Yeah. So it's a lose-lose situation for people who are overweight.
Creating a beautiful gym and saying, come down here, but on all the advertising for your gym, you just put
hot
people.
Yeah, but if you're
people.
Fat,
so why would a fatty boomba
go
and try and
so the frustration
get up,
is,
get up a sweat?
Yeah, if you're overweight and you want to try and get thin, you've got no hope, have you? Well, Nike have tried to change this.
What are Nike up to? Motives are always pure, by the way. I'm sure whatever they're doing is for the right reasons.
Yeah, of course they are.
Not because there's a buck in it.
In their Oxford Street store in London, they've introduced plus-size mannequins in Lycra and crop tops. And it's caused a little bit of a brouhaha because people are... Are you giggling? What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Go on. Move on.
Well, people who are a little cruel are suggesting that fatty boombas shouldn't be wearing Lycra and jiggling around and trying to get fit.
I think there's a point at which you should get to wear Lycra as a reward.
Well, what do you wear instead?
I'm not just talking about women. Please don't.
No, I'm not talking about women either.
I see those idiots riding bikes to work, those big fat businessmen.
Yep.
And I go, dude, not ready for Lycra.
No.
Get out of the Lycra.
Put on tracksuit pants.
Put over a wood. So the
well,
biggest...
Why is that? Come on, Dave. Biggest.
Well, I just think you should also wear shorts over your Lycra as well, particularly for the blokes.
Well, I don't want to see that blobby bit.
Don't ever say moose knuckle.
I beg your pardon. I know. Sorry.
But you know what I mean? Like, Lycra should come in size 10 tops. So you go, oh, you want to wear Lycra? Here it is.
Now you'll have a lot of hackles going on back of neck. Size 10.
It's a journey.
Size 10 is very, very small. So you can't.
It's
you're
tiny.
Choking yourself.
I'm choked up now.
Can we go up a few sizes wearing Lycra?
Can I say something?
What?
You know. As a guy, I'm going to speak about all guys. We like perving on mannequins.
On mannequins?
You walk past, you see a mannequin, and
what's
you go,
"What's wrong with you?"
They're nice.
You don't perv on a mannequin.
Nice.
Oh, there are some that look pretty good.
Right.
I mean,
honestly,
so, I'm right, aren't I?
It's almost the time.
The ones with no arms.
Oh man.
This is almost the point I walk out,
right?
Because I'm creeped out.
What about? But can you? I'm not against
this. This is very wrong.
I'm not against the plus size mannequins, but can they have their separate room? Can you have a like?
So you don't have
to
see them.
Here's a.
Would you like to have curtains across maybe the windows? And you tap on the window, and if you want to see the plus size mannequin, they'll open the curtains for you, so you're not horrified. Is that what you would like?
If they forewarn you. Yes.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Let's be adult about this.
No, I don't. I'm saying that.
Do you think they're a good idea?
Yes, I do.
All right,
because
settle down.
This is part of the problem for people who are overweight. Mm-hmm. You can't find anything to wear. So you go into a normal clothes
Hang
shop.
Hang on, mannequins aren't going to fix that. You know you've
yes,
got the clothes.
Yes, they are.
So we just need to, you know.
Yeah. No, because
Look
this is
size.
The first time that I've seen pictures of your larger size lass.
Oh, no, how big are they? What are we talking?
Oh, Roseanne? 16, 18,
what are we doing here?
20, getting up there.
Some people like plus size mannequins and that's great. But I think there's a time and a place.
There is a time for everything.
Can we get one?
Congratulate.
Can someone bring one in? We'll have a look.
What for? We've got a plus-size mannequin here. It's you.
I could model for that.
You've already
done
it.
Hey, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into the department store and just stand really still, like in underbeds, like this.
Yuck.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
I love a song with the band name in the song, Humble Brag, Big Country, in a big country. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Back Monday, Jane and Mick in studio here to drive you home again. Hey, Mick got a flu shot. Geez, didn't we hear about that too?
I'm okay.
No, you're not your usual self, and I'm quite...
Well, I'm blaming you. I believe.
Now, I knew you were going to say this.
You bullied me into getting a flu shot. You did. You harassed me.
Now, some people get an adverse reaction to flu shots.
Do they, Jane? Well, that's a little bit of information I could have used up front.
First today. It's probably 0.0001 of the population.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it's better to have an adverse reaction to a flu shot than getting the flu and dying. Yes, it is. But you're not well.
I feel like I've been electrocuted.
Do you?
You're shaky.
A little shaky.
It started yesterday with a temperature.
It's got to be the flu shot, though, isn't it? Because they put like a poison in you, isn't it? Is that what they do when they give you a flu shot?
That's the medical way they talk about it, yes. Let's just go to the Nobel Prize-winning team.
Did you have yours?
I haven't.
Why not? No.
Well, I felt like Mick felt last year when I got my flu shot.
Well, what a bunch of babies. I'm not saying you're a baby.
Lucky I'm such a trooper.
You are a trooper, mate. You know what? You wouldn't have done it for anyone else
but me, would
you?
This would have levelled anyone else.
Yeah, it would.
But I've just picked myself up, dusted myself off.
You have cancelled everything.
No one's heard a complaint.
That's true. You've been really quiet about
it. You've been really low-key, except for being on national radio now talking about it. But otherwise...
I've cancelled everything except this.
You have. And that must mean how much you love me and Dave.
Yeah. It's one way of looking at it.
Alan may sympathise with you. Hello, Alan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Alan, Mick has had a flu shot because I was encouraging him and all the country, really, to ward off the flu. It's very dangerous. You can die from it. And what do you say?
Yeah, I'd rather die from it than have another flu shot.
For God's sake.
But what happened to you?
They're awful. Shame on you. Shame on you for making him get a flu.
No, I won't be shamed.
What happened to you? You had a bad reaction, did you, Alan?
I've had probably four or five, and every time you get as sick as a dog.
Yeah.
They say, you have to be 100% healthy to have it. Well, that's never going to happen anyway.
Oh, Mick lies about his health to me.
Now we're starting to unravel.
I think we found the real problem. Yeah. We got Chris on the line.
Yep, how are you doing?
Nothing can go wrong, can it?
No, the flu shot is completely benign.
What does that mean?
So you get injected with the proteins from different strains of the known flu viruses for that season, and your body can then reject the actual virus that needs those proteins to hang on to. So.
Oh, well done, Professor.
Well, he might be. Chris might be the head of immunisation at Australia University in Canberra.
He might be a giant knob with too much spare time in his hands.
Do not insult our callers.
Sorry, Chris. I apologise.
If you do feel under the weather afterwards, it's just a coincidence, or you're just a whinger, or you've got the man flu, and the man flu has no flu shot.
Oh, Chris, that's
you
great.
Know what?
That's so funny.
Wish great ill comes your way.
Let's go to Vicky.
Hello,
Vicky. Tell us about the flu situation with you.
Okay, I'm actually an immunisation nurse.
Oh,
hello.
Qualified as.
Yeah.
As your previous caller said, you can't get the flu from the flu vax.
I didn't say I had the flu. I'm not feeling well.
No, but you can't even get unwell.
Don't tell me what my body can and can't do.
Vicky, I don't believe that's true. I believe people can feel a bit wobbly after having a vaccine.
You can get unwell to some degree, but you're not going to get proper flu symptoms.
No, he doesn't think he's got the flu. He feels like he's got an electric shock through his body.
To be honest and fair, Vicky, you're just a nurse, not a doctor.
You are horrible. Vicky.
Ouch, Vicky, ouch.
Fighting words with the man flu.
Oh, yeah.
Can I add one more thing?
Yes.
Yeah, look, if you do get the flu shot, it actually takes 2 weeks for your body to build up the immunity to have you able to resist the flu and get the right antibodies.
So it's doing its work right now.
So I'm still flying without a net.
You are.
Even though I've had the flu shot, I'm still vulnerable to the flu. Yeah.
Well, you should have had it earlier, like I suggested.
Yeah, it does take time. Your body doesn't do it overnight. Well, it takes time to build up that immunity in the antibody.
Well, I didn't see that in the advertising literature.
Thank you, Nurse Vicky.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just hear from Trev. Hello, Trev. How are you going?
I'm well. Mick, I think you are a national hero for getting the flu shot.
Trevor.
Well done, Trevor. Are you serious?
You're a good man.
Yes. I have a 3-month-old baby who can't be vaccinated. So, you know, heroes like you that go and get it done and slog it out through the symptoms.
Thank you.
We are very grateful for all those people who can't be vaccinated.
Thank you, Trevor. There should be a march for me one day a year.
I had a flu shot and I didn't
We're
tell
not
anyone.
Better. We're not
I just
better.
Quietly went about it on a Sunday morning. I didn't bang on about it. You're a national hero and I'm chopped liver.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but...
Right.
Yeah.
On My Mind, Powderfinger, The Pretenders with Don't Get Me Wrong, and we heard Stone Temple Pilots, STP, with Interstate Love Song. Monday, the return of Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy in studio live. Kennedy Molloy's rostered week off happening now. Now, you know Jane's been in Uganda for the week. Some brilliant photos on her Instagram of those silverback gorillas. Anyway, she's back on Monday, hopefully, because you know there was a public health warning about going to Uganda.
Were you planning on going to Uganda? Is that
yes, I am. I'm going to Uganda with my son, one of my sons, to go to see the mountain gorillas.
Now, and didn't you say the other day you came in, you got all your shots, what did you get, yellow fever?
Typhoid. And hep A.
Yeah. Mm. Just out of interest, did you get anything for Ebola?
Is that coming back?
It's in Uganda.
No.
Ebola. It's the front page of the
paper. The worst one you can get too, isn't it?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Ebola.
No, really?
Trust me, you'll get it.
What happens if you get Ebola?
You'll get it duty-free.
What does it do?
I think Ebola, now let me get this straight, I'm pretty sure it's the one where the blood seeps through your skin and comes out, so it seeps through your eyeballs and it seeps through your skin.
Can Botox fix that?
Botox.
Ebola sounds terrible.
You just start bleeding through all your pores.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
a virus that causes severe bleeding, organ failure, and can lead to death.
Don't tell me that.
Your organs are only just hanging in there anyway.
Well, they are.
Some kidneys and some liver.
Might get a kickstart. My liver could do it a little.
I say to you, this could be one of the great family trips of all time. Go to...
Max and I get an Ebola. Mm. No. Well, you know what?
No, but okay, best case...
I've heard that Uganda has a very good system now and operation in case Ebola does...
And I'm Idi Amin. Who, by the way, is my favourite...
Dictator. We know that.
Idi Amin, Pol Pot, Ceausescu. I think in order they were the best.
Well, now you've really worried me. I was really on top of things. The other thing I was being worried about is being kidnapped. And I'd say, pay the ransom, will you? Because I'm going to direct them to you.
It can be
You're loaded. It'll cost millions. Don't you dare,
listen,
Dave.
Fellas, no can
if they
do.
Call
I tell you what I am prepared to offer. I've got a cart and a brick lane.
Yeah.
I've got.
What to the Ugandan government, people who've kidnapped me?
You never take their first offer. You wait till you get a thumb. You wait till you get like a finger or something. And that's when you go.
Yeah.
Once you got the finger in the mail, you go, okay, I think we're at there.
You know what? If that's the way I go, that's the way I go. I don't fear death.
It can be spread by animal or insect bites or by touching a contaminated surface such as a blanket or a doorknob.
You're gone.
Well, that's pretty
Or a gorilla.
Or a doorknob, it says.
Doorknob.
Well, you know I take my wipes into any hotel room, so I'm safe there.
So what about a bottle opener? Let's get it in transit. But here's the trouble for you. So, okay, let's say best case...
You're very disrespectful towards me.
Best case scenario, say
what?
You dodge the bullet and you come back to us whole
in one
and sane.
Yeah.
You're still going to get the worst treatment ever going to and from Uganda. So you're going to get that survey on the plane that says, hi... Have you in the last 3 months been to one of the following places?
Oh. Yeah.
Uganda?
Yeah.
And they're going to put you in a different queue.
I'm going to be a woman in the bubble.
And those guys in the radiation suits are going to be poking you with big sticks and you're cooked.
Oh, well, I'll have to do the show from Infectious Diseases Hospital.
It'd be good for the show if you've got Ebola.
Good story.
Can you put a mask on now?
Oh, my God.
Let's do the show in those masks.
This is Kennedy Molloy's rostered week off, as heard on the Sunshine Coast's 92.7 Mix FM. Hey, Merrick Watts, funny man. He once hosted this afternoon Drive Time show, swung by the Kennedy Molloy studios a few weeks back and wanted Jane and Mick's opinion on a plant at his house that he thought might be a little X-rated.
I actually want a bit of an opinion on this from both of you because, you know, sometimes people get really excited when they open up a bag of, say, Twisties or something like that and they find what they think is a Twisty that looks like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And they go, isn't that amazing? Or a bag of chips and it looks like Prince Charles' head.
Or toast comes out of the toaster and it looks like Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I've got a plant at home and now this is it's kind of like a little fern and it's kind of dropped its leaves, right? And it's what they call like an elkhorn. Yeah, it's like
a small
fern thing. Anyway, it was just there, just, you know, hanging on the wall. And had a friend around on the weekend and I couldn't help but notice that after a couple of drinks that he was staring at this this plant.
It's gone into hibernation, I think you would say.
Super hibernation. It's lost all its leaf and now it looks a lot like a lady's Huawei is what it looks like.
Okay.
Can I put this to you? I've had a look at the plant.
Yes.
And
yes.
I've got it in front of me. Can I give you one bit of advice?
Mm.
To not invite Dom Burke around. to your house because that
he doesn't want to be working on this plant to revive it.
You'll be dry humping your plant. Before,
you can imagine how Dom Burke would bring that plant back to life, can't you?
He would revive it, and the only way he knows how.
So people are coming over, they're distracted, you're talking to them, but they're not looking at you, they're looking at the plant, because it looks like a woman's private bits. How do you deal with this scenario?
And I've got children too, Mick. I've got a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I've got something in our own house.
How do they not unsee that?
Exactly. It's super graphic. And I said to my wife, it's too graphic. She goes, it's just a plant. I said, well, I don't know. If you have a close look at it, it looks like a lady's Huawei.
Well, I have to say there are a lot of plants that end up looking just like a bit of a hoo-ha.
Hedge trimming that, or is it genital mutilation?
I can't
work it out. It's so hard.
Plants have a very crazy way of displaying themselves at certain times of year.
Yes.
And take on different postures. Some of my girlfriends have posted me photos of some of their plants that are quite.
I'm glad
erect.
You said plants.
I don't know if we're speaking in euphemisms anymore. We're talking literally about your friends' Huawei.
It's not the 70s anymore, guys.
I'm sorry, no.
So what have you done? Have you got rid of the plant? Is that?
Well, at the moment, I've turned it into a shame profile. I've turned it around facing the other way until it can tell me what it's done wrong. And then if we can figure it out, it can come back. But I'm also, too, Georgie came home from the shops.
This is your wife,
said,
of course.
Yeah, and she's gone, what are you doing with that fern mirror? I said, nothing. I'm just done.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
We are on the home stretch. It comes the weekend. Back Monday, the return of Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy in studio for Kennedy Malloy. We got the Rostered Week Off just about done. About to clock off for the week. But coming up, Christopher Atkins. He was in Australia doing a theatre show. Of course, this is the actor who Jane fell in love with back in the day from the Blue Lagoon. And things haven't changed. In studio, Christopher Atkins coming up. You had one job. We love that segment. Mix in the running for Take 5 magazine's hottest radio hunk. More on that in a moment. But on the weekend of Jane's birthday, she went away with her better half, Rob Sitch, and Mick. And Mick had an extra surprise birthday gift for Jane Kennedy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Long time no see.
Well, we did kind of go away together.
We did. Well, not just the two of us.
Well, no, that would be wrong weird. And awkward and kind of weird.
Yeah, but we didn't. We went away with Rob.
Rob, and you celebrated your birthday while we were away.
I did.
We got back into town yesterday, and I thought you would have had a good time to digest everything. What'd you get for your birthday? Did you get any good, interesting presents?
Well,
anything good?
Apart from...
Because I kicked the whole thing off with the Charlie Sheen.
So for those of you who may not know, Mick Malloy surprised me with an incredible message from the one and only Charlie Sheen. Because I'm a big fan of Charlie.
And me, I thought.
It was thoughtful. Anyway, I was waiting. You're a bit antsy. We were on Saturday night, we all had dinner together, and you're waiting for midnight because that was officially my birthday. Mm. The clock struck midnight, and out she walked into our little lounge room where we're all staying with a little white bag with a black bow on it. You were very proud that you said, Janie, happy birthday, and gave it to me. I went, I was really quite taken aback to see a gift that Mick had remembered to bring from Australia.
It's hard to get it over there with your golf clubs. You know what I mean?
Anyway, what
was it?
Well, I looked at the bag, and I looked at the side of the bag, and I thought I remembered and recognised the name. It wasn't Tiffany's, it wasn't Gucci, but it said Liberty Bell. I thought, gosh, that's ringing a bell. Where's that from? I opened it up, and there was a special voucher, Dave.
Right, Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell.
Okay.
It's from a cosmetic surgery, and it was $500 worth of Botox.
Oh, that's awesome. Great present.
Yes.
You'd be happy with that.
I'm
Nails.
Very happy. And
Nails.
It is to be The job is to be done by none other than world-renowned and Australian wonderful plastic surgeon, Dr. Chris Moss.
The best in the business.
The
right.
best
I did
in
my
the
research.
Biz. Liberty yes, Bell. He's the best in the biz.
They're not mucking around.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to be
gonna
doing.
What are you going to get done?
Can I say it? You've either had a late night or you haven't cashed it in yet. Because
How dare you?
You're not looking 100.
I told you I had a little get-together with my girlfriends yesterday. A little bit of rosé.
Happy birthday, Jane. Yeah. Now you're 60.
Hang on. No, there's going to be an intervention. My girlfriends are going to come and get you. They don't like that you're saying that on air. They really don't like it. So you've got to change.
Well, I'll tell you what, after you cash in my present, you'll look 22.
You will indeed.
You won't be able to smile or show any
emotion.
I'll
look pretty surprised, whatever happens. But I'll let you know when it's
happy birthday, Janie.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, everyone.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Monday, the return of Jane and Mick in studio here to Kennedy Malloy. It's the Rostered Week Off. Mick Malloy is in the running for Take 5 Magazine's Radio Hunk.
The search for Australia's hottest radio hunks is
on. It's underway. I don't like it.
Why not?
Because it's just, you know, a bunch of idiots sitting around an office.
It's not really.
Well, I'm not winning.
We haven't started yet.
This is
the problem. You see, I'm going to help you get over the line.
How's it work? Tell me how it works.
Well, you buy Take 5 magazine.
Okay.
There are about 20 names in Australia that have been named as who the possible hottest radio hunks are. Can we go through some of them?
Sure, please, fine.
All right, Dave Hughes.
Oh, Jesus. Well, is that a joke?
Hey, you said hottest radio hunks.
This is a joke.
Yeah, go, Dave.
Is that like your...
That was from Dangerous Dave, Dave Hughes.
Is that like the People's Choice or is that like your wild card entry?
Dave... You know what?
Sure.
He's a quiet achiever. He's a very good tennis player. He'd whip you in tennis.
Yeah. What else?
Kyle Sanderlands.
Or two blokes Nicole Sanderlands. So who knows? Could be either.
No, I think he's can't win. Stiff competition from you because, he's pretty sexy, Kyle. Yeah.
All right. What? Keep going.
Yeah. Now, here's a tough competitor for you. Ray Hadley.
Oh.
Hang on. This must be
Ray Hadley.
Ray Hadley.
Ray Hadley. See, now, this is what is
Now it's like two bulls in a paddock, man. Ray.
This is giving me the idea that perhaps the readership of Take 5 may not be your teenagers.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
Who else?
Ben Fordham. Oh, yeah. Good chance.
Bit of eye candy.
He's spunky.
What's
Mark Gayer, MG.
The big fella. All right, he'll be hard. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe when he had all his marbles. maybe before maybe concussion test.
Tim Blackwell, you know, he's a nice man.
Ah, Tim Blackwell.
Yeah, he's young and good-looking.
Yeah, but, you know, you want to get a before and after picture every time he goes out.
Depends
what time of the night you get him, girls.
Yeah.
This is a late museum. This is your biggest competitor now. Yeah. Cameron Daddo.
Cameron Daddo.
Oh, Cameron Daddo. God.
You know he does the method where he can fart on cue.
You said you weren't going to bring that up again because it's embarrassing. He's a very good
Cameron
radio
Daddo.
What station's he on?
He's on Smooth. Come on.
He's on Smooth. And he was a heartthrob, I think, back in the late
1800s. He's still a heartthrob.
Was it when he was on Models Inc.? He was a model.
Yeah.
Who went to Models Inc.?
I know.
You would have hit on him at some stage, wouldn't he? He's right up your alley.
One of his brothers I may have hit on. I don't think it was him.
Darcy? Beaten to death with the ugly stick from a very early age.
Wait a minute.
He is, mate.
You know what? I think you're right. I think Darcy's a little bit overrated there.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Sam Pang.
Sam Pang's on the list.
Prefer Undo.
Sam Pang. Although, I didn't know they were. See, they're being very inclusive. That's why they've got Sam Pang on the list.
Am I reading that correctly? Is it Steve Price?
That's got to be a typo.
Oh, right. So gargoyles get to vote in this, do they? Because he would be very popular with a gargoyle.
He's not the one of radio's hottest hunks, is he? For what age group?
Why aren't I the guy to go to? Guys want to be me. Girls want to do me. Everyone knows.
I don't know if that should be a catchphrase.
Is there a picture of me from my underpant modelling days?
There is if you go to our social pages.
Are you putting that up,
Hello, girls. Dinner's on.
It's a very unusual posture. It looks like you've got a broom up your bottom.
Yeah.
You're
very footy erect. Socks down your panties.
Look, I've put myself... That's where I am from... That's my underpant modelling days. I was a...
So you're in pretty good nick there.
It was me.
Yeah, what happened?
I mean, it's not brilliant, Nick, but it's brilliant.
You know what? If you guys...
Not going to take this seriously?
I have feelings. And this is hurtful.
Everybody go to the Take 5 website, Facebook page, Take 5.
That was a billboard, by the way. I was like the Sheraton Sheets man.
You caused people to crash their cards.
I did. Did I ever? Yes.
Definitely.
If you need more Kennedy Malloy in your ears, you can get the podcast ready to go whenever you need it, wherever you download your podcast, Mick. You are listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane was very excited to meet actor Christopher Atkins, most well known for his role in The Blue Lagoon opposite Brooke Shields.
I can't believe I'm sitting here all these years later.
Oh, you watch out for yourself. You're in imminent danger. Yeah. Can I just say I didn't recognise you immediately because you weren't wearing a loincloth or had a shark tooth necklace, which was the favourite bit of wardrobe.
Such a good
apart
look.
From maybe the coconut bra.
A lot of people don't recognise me with my clothes on.
Can
How's
I just
it going,
see it?
By the way? Just quickly, so you're playing the role currently in a live show of a male stripper.
My mom, she is so funny. My sister's a PhD in cellular biology at Yale University. Wow. My brother's an emergency room doctor in New Zealand. And my mom says, "And my son the stripper." this is what I get.
Over to me,
yes,
please. Back to me.
Okay.
Now,
I'll get
I promise
a book
you, out. I'm yeah. not a stalker. Mm. I am a happily married mother of five who happened to enjoy your very fine work, Chris, over the years. And I can't even look at you in the eye.
One of those kids know. Could be yours. If I remember a certain appearance at the Logies some time ago, would you remember that?
Do you remember what year it was? Because there's a few Logies I can't remember what I did over the years.
No, that was Bert Newton, I think.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
A name
from the past, yep. Yeah.
And you would have been presenting an award at that time?
I think I presented that.
Apparently you did.
I presented, yeah.
Look, I'm also a fan of what I was talking about, the pirate movie, which we absolutely all love, that you did with Christy McNichol, who's another one of my favourite actors of all time. And it's just amazing that after these years, people just instantly, I was with four girlfriends yesterday having a rosé and I said, oh, guess who I'm talking to tomorrow? And I think we're a similar vintage and they all just went off. Yes.
Well, we shot that picture here in Melbourne.
So yes, you did too.
I was here in Melbourne for 6 months.
You were on the Pollywood side, weren't you?
Wow.
That big ship.
Yep.
Pollywood side.
Werribee Park. Yep.
Sorry, not that I've been stalking.
Jane,
remember the ship that you...
You know a lot.
I do know a lot.
Hey, did you ever... Brooke Shields?
You know, if I had a penny for everybody who asked me that, I'll tell you a funny story. I asked Brooke one day. I said, let me ask you a question. Has anybody ever come up to you and said, hey, did you ever, Chris Atkins? And she goes, no. And I went, oh, come on.
That's not fair.
Are you kidding?
Fantastic.
New Order on Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off, just about cooked for the week. Oh, Monday, they're back in studio again to drive you home, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Hey, by the way, the podcasts, we're going to podcast today's best bits. We've got a bunch of those and all the shows that you might have missed wherever you get your podcasts from. We've got the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You always stay in touch at Kennedy Malloy. All right, so we're done for the day. Oh, almost. Dave O'Neill.
Why do I see the word vasectomy?
I've had one done and I feel
but it's... But recently?
Yeah, recent-ish. And my wife was against it.
Was that imposed on you? Was that like a court order?
No.
Was that like you will allow you to continue being released?
What does it mean? How does it change your life?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really, but my partner was against it initially because she said, what if I die in a car crash and you, being me, meet someone that wants to have more kids?
Why would she think that?
Well, I said, I'm not
going to... Unbelievable on both counts. It's not a lot there that I can...
Hey, I'm going on Celebrity Name Game, all right? And I said to her, I wouldn't meet a woman that's already had kids. All right, I wouldn't meet a young woman. And she said, how can you guarantee that? I've already picked her out.
You already got someone up the side.
Who would it be?
Who
would it be?
Is your one of the mums at school anyway. Whatever.
Oh, God, no.
That's a joke. She's not listening.
That is
terrible.
Not a joke.
Another one you said looked like a stripper. Remember that?
Yeah, that joke I do, that routine I do about the new mum at school who my wife said looked like a stripper. And I had to go and have a look. I didn't want to, Jane, but for the sake I had for the marriage, I had to go have a look.
I'm actually, you're blushing, so this is fair dinkum. There is a mum at school that you're a little bit, just got to set up another tuck shop meeting.
Do you have to wait till your wife dies in a car accident? I mean, it's just... Could you ever discuss an open relationship?
An open relationship.
Yeah. I don't see why that can't work.
I love
work.
The way how you say, it could be open. Like, don't end it all. That'd be silly.
Yeah, I'll take another wife, like a Mormon kind of thing.
That's
they
like
do that.
Mad.
Yeah.
That works well for you. Well, what's in it for your wife?
Exactly. Shared cooking responsibilities. shared childcare.
Is there a dad at school that you think your wife
there's,
likes?
Oh, there's a model. There's Pete the male model. He's been the face of Country Road. And he's the one when I wore
that's
my...
That's a claim to fame,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah. He's the one who, when I wore my pyjamas, and he said... And they look like tracksuits, and he goes, hey, Dave's got his pyjamas on, everyone. I said, they're not pyjamas, mate. He goes, I know they're pyjamas. I modelled them last year.
Oh, he sounds like a tool.
No, he's a good guy.
Oh, he's embarrassing you.
No, he's a good guy. But, no, I did have a vasectomy, and it's quite confronting, because when they...
He's just showing off now. It's like...
Because you're just so in demand.
I would have thought there would be a great demand for what you're offering. I mean, to be honest.
Hang on. Don't look down at nether regions when you say
your
that.
Your vasectomy is your current haircut. that's as good as anything you require.
Hey now.
It's very funny. I like being roasted by Mick. It's okay.